We'll say a Freilich Hanukkah. Freilich Hanukkah, a great Zechus Baruch Hashem to be here with everyone on this fifth night of Hanukkah. On this night. Oh, thank you. Oh, great. A great Zechus Baruch Hashem to be here with everyone on this fifth night of Hanukkah. You know, fifth night of Hanukkah is very special. Because remember, again, it's the night where the first night where the majority of the menorah is filled with light. Now sometimes, you know, there's so much. Sometimes a Jew looks at the world and you wonder, like, is it ever going to be filled with light? We see so much difficulty, so much sadness, and so much heartbreak. We see today, already yesterday again, were the first levayas, the first funerals in Australia. And the terrible, unspeakable massacre that occurred first night of Hanukkah in Australia, Erev Hanukkah here. And sometimes, like, a person could wonder, legitimately wonder, maybe the darkness is going to win. Maybe there's just too much evil in this world. And maybe no matter how much good and how much light and how much we bring, maybe it's never enough. So, you know, sometimes you light the menorah, and on the first night, the second night, the third night, the fourth night, it's true, there's light. But it's still just, it's a miut. It's a minority of light. But then something amazing happens tonight, on the fifth night of Hanukkah. What happens? The scales tip in the favor of light. I've always found that to me, the fifth night of Hanukkah is the most inspirational night of Hanukkah. Because it's the night where the light becomes the majority. It's the night where light is the rov. And what does the Torah say about the rov? Acharei rabin lahatos. The halacha, the hashkafa, always follows the rov, always follows the majority. So tonight, fifth night of Hanukkah, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, all of us had the schos to see that most of our menorah, the rov, was illuminated. And I think it gives us a lot of hope and a lot of chizuk and a lot of strength that even though, again, there is still so much pain and more levayas ahead and more difficulties and more challenges and more heartbreak, but the light will win. Because beginning tonight, the light takes over. The light is the rov. The light is the majority. And this should just give us a tremendous chizuk. And the fact that we gather here tonight, Baruch Hashem, in our beautiful Mikdash Ma'at, and we are so blessed that Baruch Hashem, we could do anything and everything in our shul because we have the best, most incredible musicians. Baruch Hashem, like it doesn't, whatever it is that we do, they just bring such a beautiful kedusha to it. To Rabbi Eli, to Rabbi Menachem, to Rabbi Joe. Joe, what's your Hebrew name?
Yosef.
Okay. Yosef Yitzchak. All right, Chabra, Joe has left the building. Yosef Yitzchak. Yosef Yitzchak, Baruch Hashem.
Why?
Yosef, just such a success. I want to also thank all of our sponsors for tonight's year. To thank Jordan and Steve Golaskov. On behalf of our deepest thanks and appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chesed and shevach he bestows upon our family. Fran and Adam David Edelman in honor of the architect of France, Father Yitzchak Ben Zalman Yehuda, Yehuda and Sarah Roll, Yehuda and Sarah Roll in honor of the first yard site of Zadie Brown, Lipman Elio Ben Michel, whose yard site is on Sunday night, Lamed Kislev, may his neshama have a lichtig gan Eden. And the Weingott family, in memory of our dear friend, Mrs. Bracha Strimber, Zichrona Levracha, from the Shem Shavan Aliyah, and the family in Nechama. Thank you to all of our sponsors and of course I will say we dedicate our learning in the schuss of all of the Kedoshim who were murdered, so brutally murdered on Bondi Beach in Australia. May their neshams have an aliyah. May their families have an achama. We dedicate our learning in the schuss of all of Klal Yisrael. How badly Klal Yisrael just needs Yeshua, just needs nechama, just needs geula. And there's no question it's going to come. We know for sure it's going to come. We just want it to come sooner. We want it to come now. And how that Hashem, the rov and the shvurei lev, the Boshalom heals the broken heart. That Ribbono Shel Olam, who macha Adem Shema Yaakov, macha Hashem Dima Yaakov Hagim, that Hashem who dries the tears from our eyes, Kadosh Baruch Hu Shnei Mirtz Hashem, mend our hearts, dry our eyes, and Mirtz Hashem, bring us the Geula, bring us the Beis Hamikdash, bring us Mashiach Mihira B'Yameinu. Amen. So tonight I want to share with you two pieces. Normally Thursday nights we do from our Rebbe the Piyajatzna. And again, if we have time, we'll do with the Piyajatzna also. But I want to actually share with you two incredible pieces that I just by accident, nothing's by accident, but for me it felt by accident, came across today. And actually one from the Talmud and one from the Rebbe. The Talmud is the Basayin, right? From Amram of Dov Ber of Osrich, right? Who was the Talmud of Rabbi Yitzchak. And one from the Kedushas Levi. So we're going to start first with the piece. Everyone has a sheet? Okay, good. So it's the page that says Bas Ayin on it. Bas Ayin. And this is what I want to tell you. This piece, it changed my Chanukah. Look what he writes. The Rebbe says, V'zeu sham l'chazal, Ner Chanukah, Manicho al Pesach beso mi bachutz. So again, remember, the way we light Ner Chanukah in Chuslars, in diaspora, is not really the way the mitzvah is supposed to be performed. Right? The way the mitzvah is supposed to be done is outside. And again, you light it by your doorway on the outside. So Ner Chanukah, Manicho al Pesach beso mi bachutz. You put it at the entranceway of your home, on the outside. But the Gemara says, U'bashas ha-sakona. But in a time of danger, Manicho al Shulchono v'dayim. You place the menorah on your table, and that's enough, right? And that's why interesting. One of the most interesting halachic aspects of Chanukah is how the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is fundamentally transformed in diaspora. So in diaspora now, there's not even a concept of lighting it outside, right? If somebody were to say, "I want to light outside," the truth is, it's actually not what we do in diaspora. In diaspora, we go ahead and we light inside. It happens to be, the Gemara says, if it's a time of danger, so light on your table. Who sees it when it's lit on your table? Who sees that? You do, right? You, your family, no one on the outside does. That's what it means in a time of danger, where you can't have... Chavah, it's not something amazing. There's a very special neshama who lives across the street from the shul. His name is Avram Levy. Avram Levy. So I invited Avram over to our house for hadlaka. And Chavah, I just want to tell you something. It's really important. You should just know that if you know people who are alone, to invite them over to light Chanukah licht with you. It's really beautiful. Okay, I'm not talking about from a halachic perspective. They still have to go home. But you know, for many of us, when we light the menorah, it's beautiful. You're surrounded by family, by friends, everyone's around. There are a lot of people in this world who are alone, who are really alone. And when you invite them to come and join you, just to light Ner Chanukah, you could do dinner also, but you don't have to do dinner. Just to say, come, light candles with me. So Avram Levy came over. His wife nearly passed away. Her yard site was just on Chanukah. The first yard site was just now. She came over, and we lit Ner Chanukah. And he's a Sephardic Jew. So we started singing. I had absolutely no idea what he was singing. I thought we all started Maoz Tzur, but I don't know. Somehow he had his own thing. It was great. We went with it. Then we sat down at the table, and he told me. I said, Avram, tell me, what was Chanukah like for you when you were growing up? And he said to me something amazing. He said, get ready for this. He grew up in Cairo. He grew up in Egypt. Chaver, do you want to know who his Rebbe was in his cheder? Rav Avadji Yosef was Avram Levy's Rebbe in cheder. In cheder. He's like, yeah, he taught me Aleph Beis. He taught me Kriya. He taught me Chumash. Aram said, I often did not behave for Rav Avadja. Rav Avadja. So I said, what was it like near Chanukah? So listen to what he said. This was incredible. He said, what we did is, we covered the wall with paper, and they had like a shelf, and they put the menorah on the shelf. He said, we could not put the menorah by the window, because you could not attract any level of attention. So we had it in our house, on the wall, right? The family saw it. He said it was a very small Chanukiah, very small menorah. We just had some very small candles. We stood there for a couple of minutes together, half hour or so together. Then we blew it out, and that was it. The story itself was striking just on so many different levels. There's a point that the Gemara says, that's the Gemara means when it says, ubeshasa sakana, and in a time of danger, in a time, if anyone needs sheets. Good. Good. And the Gemara says, ubeshasa sakana, in a time of danger, manicho al shulchano vidayo, put the menorah on your table, and that's enough. So now, by the way, when you see Avram Levy, you could say, I heard that Chacham Obadi Yosef was your Rebbe in Cheder. Right? Incredible. So listen, look what the Bas Ayin says. Bas Ayin says, Perish. We'll say, this, I promise you, this is going to change your life. It says, Perish. Sheyadua. Shenerchanakohu bishvila hamshich al atzmo b'chinas ner v'or elokam ilamala. Says the Bas Ayin. Now we'll say, what is the entire avoda of Chanukah? The entire avoda comes down to one simple thing. To get yourself ignited. Each and every one of us has a fire. Each and every one of us, Rav Kook also writes about this, every single yid has a pach shemen, has a jug of oil inside. Chevra, a jug of oil only does something if you crack open the seal, put in the wick, and ignite it. If the jug of oil is there, and it's just the sealed jug of oil, it's very nice, it's very beautiful, it's wonderful to look at, but it creates absolutely no illumination. Says the Bas Ayin, the entire avoda of Chanukah is to reach deep within yourself, to find your untapped pach shemen, to find your untapped jug of oil. What is that reservoir of holiness that exists inside of you? What is that untapped potential that exists? And I will say, you feel it, no? You know, when you stand in front of the Neros Chanukah, and I often say this, and you know, by us, the Hadlacha takes a long time, usually with about an hour or so, takes us to light Neros Chanukah. And not because we're saying a whole bunch of things, but because the most beautiful thing in the world is just to stare into the candles. And something amazing happens when you stare into those candles. Those neros almost represent a pathway into your own soul. If you stare enough, you could see, oh, now I know where I need to go. Now I know what I need to do. Now I know what I need to accomplish. Because the Bas Ayin says inside of each of us, there's that jug of oil. And it's sitting there. And it's so pure. And it's so halig. And it's so ready to be ignited. But you have to find it. And then you have to take off the seal. And then you have to put in the wick. And you got to do the work to ignite it. But that's the entire avoda of Chanukah. The miracle of Chanukah is that the Chashmonaim walked in. They walked into the Beis HaMikdash, right? And what did they see in the Beis HaMikdash? What did they see? Total disrepair. Right? Remember, I mentioned this like a million times, but I think it's so profound. Everyone talks about that the miracle was that they couldn't find any oil. You know, there was also something else that they were missing. You know what else was missing in the Beis HaMikdash? According to the Gemara Maseches Menachos, the menorah wasn't there. The menorah wasn't there, which makes a lot of sense, because the menorah was solid gold. So one would imagine that the Greeks, the Syrian Greeks, took the menorah. There was no menorah. So the Gemara says, what did they do? They took their spears, and they fashioned their spears into a menorah. And then the Gemara says, next year they had a little bit more money, they made a menorah out of tin. The following year, a little bit more money out of copper. Next year, a little bit more money, brass. Year after that, silver. And only years later, did they have an actual menorah of gold. The power of Chanukah is that our ancestors walked in to a Beis HaMikdash in a state of disrepair. And they said, this is crazy. This is messed up. This is messed up. But then what they did is they dug through the debris and they found something that could create light. And what a metaphor for life. Let's say, for many of us, our life is a debris field. It is. Some of us have more debris, some of us have less debris. But there's like a lot of stuff in a state of ruin. Sometimes you wake up, you look at your life, you're like, oh, I can't do anything with this. I can't do anything with this. Right? Too much stuff here. No way. I'll just sit back, relax, enjoy the show, settle into a life of mediocrity, go with the flow, and that's it. And comes Chanukah, and Chanukah says, no matter how much debris you have in your life, search. Search. Because if in the debris There's some untapped little jug of holy oil. And if you could just find that, you could ignite your world. If you could just find that, you could ignite yourself. Says the Basayim. That's the whole avodah of Hanukkah. To find your nair. What's your nair? Look inside yourself and find that untapped, beautiful, spiritual reservoir of personalistic holy oil. And he goes on and he says, "V'zeu ayde tshuva v'achnasa yitzhara." Now, here's the issue. Sometimes, in order to find your oil, you have to be willing to identify the things that have created the debris in your life. A lot of times I have debris because I'm engaged in behaviors that are not productive. Maybe there are relationships that are toxic. There are behaviors, there are attitudes, there are traits that are just holding me back. And unless you're willing to confront the debris and actually remove it, you can't find your oil. You can't find your oil unless you're willing. What's that? I just want to point out, there's one word in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kishenichnasu," when our ancestors walked into the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, "Badku umatsu pach echad munach bechosamo shel kohen gadol." Badku. What does badku mean? Badku? They searched. The oil didn't just pop up, "Hey, I'm here." Right? The oil didn't just appear. Badku. If you want to find the oil, you have to be willing to sift through the debris. And what's the challenge? Most of us don't want to sift through the debris. Because the debris is painful. A lot of times the debris reminds me of the wrong turns and wrong decisions I've made in life. The debris reminds me about the mistakes which cannot be walked back. The debris reminds me of the hurt that I visited upon myself and upon others that no matter what I do, I can't undo it. So often in life when we encounter our debris, we're like, "No, don't want to deal with that. Too painful." And we just walk the other way. But the Basayin says, you can't find your oil unless you're willing to sift through your debris. You can't find the oil unless you're willing to go ahead and confront and work through all of the garbage. And there's a lot of it. There's a lot of life debris. Look what the Rebbe says. "Ulazeh ramzu chazal manicho al pesach beisa mibachotz." Get ready for this. The Rebbe says, this is the pshat that the Gemara says. Where do you place the menorah? Where do you place it? Pesach beisa mibachotz. Outside. Get ready for this. Get ready for this. Perush. Sheyelech bachutz bina oskim amirei da'alma. B'makum sheyesh hiskabros hayetzahara. V'sham yikana levavo v'yitzrahara. U'bazah tshuva yara yalav nechanakar Hashem. Who wants to get ready for this? Says the Basayin. Do you know what the secret of Hanukkah is? Take the battle to the debris. The Rebbe says like this. Where do we take Ner Hanukkah? Right in the purest mitzvah. You don't light Ner Hanukkah in your house. Where do you take Hanukkah? Where do you take Ner Hanukkah? Take it outside. The Rebbe says outside. That represents where all of your battles are. That represents where all of your challenges are. That represents where all of your debris is. Says the Rebbe, you know what Hanukkah is? You bring the battle to your debris. You bring the battle to your challenges. The rest of the year, I'm afraid of my debris. The rest of the year, I'm afraid of my mistakes. The rest of the year, I'm afraid of my challenges. But not on Hanukkah. Not on Hanukkah. The Hanukkah, you take your candle, you take your nair, and you bring it outside. As if to say, I am bringing the battle. I am bringing the light to the things which hold me back. That's Hanukkah. That's Hanukkah. Manicho apesach beiso mibachotz. And I will say, in life, you have a choice. You could spend your life cowering, hiding, and pretending that the debris doesn't exist. Or bring the battle to the debris. So you know, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to confront my frailties because I know they exist. I'm not afraid to confront my faults because I know they exist. I'm not afraid to confront my mistakes because, yes, I know that there are certain things I can't walk back. I know it. I know it. There are certain sunk costs in this thing we call life. But I'm not going to spend my life inside the house being afraid to confront the things which limit me. I'm bringing the battle to my weaknesses. I'm bringing the battle to my debris. I'm bringing the battle outside. Says the Basayim, that's Chanukah. Chanukah is the 8 days of the year, we'll say, where, you know, we spend so much time and effort running, pretending, creating alternative or alternate realities, pretending that everything is okay when it's not, because I'm just too afraid to do the real work and to do the heavy lifting. And Chanukah comes and there's an energy in this world that says, take the fight outside. Take the light outside. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to go ahead and confront the things which are holding you back. Manicho al Pesach beiso mibachutz. Take your light, take your energy. Confront your demons, confront your debris. But watch this. The Gemara goes on. What does the Gemara say? U'bishas ha-sakana, in a time of danger, what do you do with your menorah? So the Basayin says, "B'shas ha-sakana, kigon, sheyoshi akranas himaroi ma'od, v'sakanu sheichnos atzom ineyem, shele yitafes chas ha-shalom kidakam ara, az manicho ha-shulchan ha-vedayo." Basayin says, Hilga Basayin says, I say, I'm not ready though. Maybe I'm not ready. Maybe I feel, you know what? I'll say sometimes, like, it's not easy to confront your frailties. And sometimes at the end of the day, as much as I want to, maybe I just feel I'm not ready. And sometimes, really, it could be a danger. You know, I'll say a person has to be on the level where they're able to confront the things that are broken. Maybe I just feel that I'm not holding there just yet. So what do you do in that situation? Manicho al shulchano v'dayo. Place the Ner Chanukah on your candle inside your house. And that's enough. Says the Basayin, Ratzal Omar, Ya'ase tshuva v'ikadesh atzmo b'motolo. Okay. You don't feel you're ready to take the fight outside? Okay. Do something in your house. Keep the menorah on your table. But figure out a way to elevate and to amplify your personalistic holiness. Says the Basayin, this is Chanukah. Chanukah is the time where we say, I am ready to wage war against mediocrity. I am ready to wage war against staying in place. I'm ready. I'm ready. And there are two forms to this war. If you're brave enough, take the fight to your debris. If you're brave enough, take the fight outside. If you're brave enough, say, you know what? Whatever I need to confront, I am ready to confront it. And I know it's going to be difficult. I know it may be painful. But I am strong. I'm confident. I'm ready. And I got this. Bring the battle outside. But if you can't bring the battle outside, at least do something in your home. At least do something in your own personal dalaramas. At least do something in your life to elevate your own level of kiddusha. At least ignite the candle on your table, v'daya, and that will be enough for now. However, this is the power of Chanukah. And so tonight, on this fifth night of Chanukah, where there is finally a majority of light, there's more light than darkness on the menorah. Baruch Hashem, finally. Tonight, Chavra, as we're going to sing more now, you have to make a choice. What are you doing? Are you taking the battle outside? Or are you kindling the menorah on your table? Either one, we all have to choose which one works for us. But Chavra, everyone must choose something. No choice. So you don't have to hand in your ballots afterwards. You know, it's okay. You don't have to. It's you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I urge you that on this Yom Tov Basayin says, where there's so much energy, so much power, there's so much Kedusha, choose something. Choose something. Bring the battle outside, ignite the fire inside. But one thing is clear, do not allow this Yom Tov to go by and remain unchanged. The power is here. The light is here. The Pach Shemen that we each possess within is waiting to be discovered and tapped. May we zoche Meretz Hashem to find that beautiful oil of personalistic holiness, to crack open the seal, to put in the wick, and to ignite ourselves in Meretz Hashem for the journey ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Just also, whoever needs, there's 9 o'clock Meirich now in the base medrash. Whoever needs. We're going to continue Meretz Hashem.
I want to do something I've never done before.
Ooh.
If we can get it by, it would be amazing. I want to do a hollow tonight.
Ooh.
For all of us who haven't done a beautiful hollow.
I was a little bit nervous when you said that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no?
Let's do it.
Everyone got a little bit nervous
when you said that. We weren't sure where you were going.
Thank you.